my bows and bow ties. Hopefully you guys can hear me because I typically don't get the greatest service. But let's get on into it. So I just want to say Beyonce is full of it. And I wanted to do this video a couple weeks ago, but you guys know, you know, time is just not on my side right now. But I just wanted to make a quick little comment. I don't know how quick it'll be, but she is out there. I'm laughing at this hair care line. Now, she's still going to make some money on it because she's Beyonce. But I was like saying weeks ago, I'm like, how is she coming out with a hair care line and she doesn't even show people her hair, right? It's kind of like, and I think I said this before in another video, and I kind of go back. I did a video maybe a year ago. I don't know what I called it. Was it Everything She Touches Fails? I don't remember. But Beyonce has this new hair care line out called Sacred, C-E-C-R-E-D, which is weird that she's going through all these weird spellings. But I'm sitting here like giggling because I'm like, how can you possibly sell a product when your brand is untouchable, when your brand is not relatable, when your brand is not down to earth, right? Meaning you don't even show, everything you show is very put together, very contrived. Like no one sees candid pictures of you now. And I'm not saying it's never, ever, ever, but I'm saying generally speaking, you're not relatable to everybody. People have elevated you to some sort of demigod, right? So now you want to sell this product, but there's no one can relate to you. No one can relate to what your hair struggles are or not. You know, at least with Kenya Moore, when she came out with Kenya Moore Hair Care. I will never forget that, by the way. You know, she shows her hair. She would show her hair getting done. That's not to say that she doesn't ever probably add things to her hair. I mean, because she is a public figure. But what I see is if she wants to sell a hair care line, I can see how she can do that because she wears her hair. She talks about her hair, her edge management, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. With Beyonce, I'm like, why would I try her hair care line? For what? All I see are wigs and weaves. So it's a hair care line for her extensions and wigs and weaves, her edibles. I just made that up. Is that a thing? I mean, she adds to her hair. So it just, to me, it just feels like another grift, to be honest. That's what it's giving. She's not giving, I am relatable, I can, you know, I don't get that from Beyonce. I get grift. I get, you know what, I'm going to start another tour, and now I'm going to advertise my product while I'm on tour so I can maximize. I don't see her talking to the people, laughing with the people, joking with the people. I don't see any of that. Not at all. So everything about this seems really contrived. It seems just, it's giving me fake news. Like, I don't understand it at all. And let me tell you, like, Beyonce has never really been successful at this branding of herself in these other ventures. Everything she touches fails. Look, her Darion, House of Darion, or whatever it is, failed. That's no longer in business. Her perfumes, her original perfume, was it Heat? Is that even still out? They say her new perfume does not smell that good. You know, what's going on with Ivy Park? Like, I never ever saw anyone wearing any of her clothing. House of Darion, Ivy Park, none of that. I don't know of anybody who raved over her perfume. Not one person. I don't even know how, well, look, her artist under Ivy Park Entertainment or whatever that's called. I should probably get off this center line. That's why my car's making that noise. Yeah, I don't, I've never, like, her artists have not been successful under her. Haley and Chloe Bailey are successful in spite of her. They haven't been successful under that label. Didn't Chloe Bailey come out with a project and she got like 3 sales or something crazy? I don't know. Allegedly, I don't know what her final tally is. There's other business ventures that she has. Like, I remember I did a search online. You know, she had some sort of vegan delivery service or something, and I might be butchering exactly what it was. And she was going to be all vegan, and she was going to deliver these vegan products. I'm like, how come we don't ever hear about that? Beyonce is full of it. She continues to, you know, rift off of people who can't think for themselves. These are people who idolize her, so anything she puts out, they'll be like, she knows that I can get a quick money grab from them real quick. I mean, the narcissism of it all. But yeah, like, you can't even take Beyonce seriously outside of her wearing leotards and shaking her hind parts on stage. I mean, you can't take her seriously because she's constantly having people come out and defend her. Like, you never hear her stand up for herself. She's kind of like have people go behind the scenes and get up on stage. And the whole thing is so silly to me. You talk about women empowerment, and I'm just kind of like, nothing about her says empowered. Everything about her says I can't do things for myself. And then there's always going to be some numbnut that's going to get in there. Oh, but she has the money to pay for it. I'm like, that's not the point. You're missing the whole point. But getting back to the full of it, Beyonce. I think with Beyonce is right now, I think like she needs a rebirth, you know. I'm not sure if I understand who this person is. It's not really for me to understand, I guess, but I just feel like it's just sad, really.
You're asking me.
Nevertheless, I'm not sure if I understand why she wanted to come out with a hair care line when she doesn't wear her hair. She constantly wears other hair pieces, which is everyone does that, which is why it's like, well, if she weren't promoting her hair pieces or wigs or whatever, I could possibly see that. But she's promoting a hair care line, which doesn't make sense because she doesn't wear her hair in public, at least hardly ever. And where was I going? Oh, she doesn't wear her hair. Oh, and it's like she goes out of her way to make herself as blonde as possible. I mean, it looks good on her, though. But I'm just like, I'm over it. I'm like, she's so full of crap. And I'm just kind of like, Beyonce needs to stop. Just make it stop. I would love for her and some of these other little poppy kind of people, the little pop stars, to just go away for a while. Because, I don't know, like, granted, I've stopped listening to a lot of the radio because a lot of all the songs sound the same and stupid, really. But then again, part of it's just because I'm getting older and I'm getting grumpier and I don't care. So, all right. That's pretty much all I have. This could have been a longer video. I didn't even get a chance to look at my few notes that I took. So I'm going off the cuff. That's all I've got. There are other things I could have said, but you guys got the gist of it. Have a good one.